peace of mind.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The Irish music is not about me. It is about the president and his trip to Ireland in search of his roots. Sounds so odd to say that, doesn't it? But yes, indeed, apparently there are relatives way back when that are part of the Obama clan. So, we're going to head to Ireland in just a second. But first, let me set up a few other things. The menu here on this hour of ATN. Here's what's in store. A lot of you upset about tornadoes, and I understand why. Some of you talking about family members being stuck very close to the disaster areas. So we'll jump to our mailbag coming up in our second segment. Also, some of you in California reacted to the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision deciding to reduce the prison population in Cali. And what does that mean? Who's being released to swarm your neighborhoods sometime in the near future? You know what they always say? Oh, no. It's not the violent criminals. You don't have to worry about that. And then you find out, oh, somebody slipped in. There was a couple guys here and this. You know, not to be a naysayer, but we know how that story ends, right? Speaking of how the story ends, bravo to the L.A. Police Department and the fact that they picked up somebody in connection with a baseball fan who was beaten so badly that he had brain damage. And they found out that this suspect also is a gang member. Why am I not surprised? What's going on with the Mississippi? How about the cleanup and the recovery, sadly, in Joplin, Missouri, and a couple of other hot spots? And if that weren't enough, great fair or foul. They're kicking it off this week in New York City. No smoking on the streets. So you can't smoke outdoors. You can't smoke indoors. What do you do? I'm just thinking in my mind, like a Cheech and Chong movie. Somebody, it's like hiding a joint somewhere. People are going to have to sneak cigarettes and hope that the alarm bells don't go off or cops don't see them and give them a ticket walking down the street, because that's what will happen. If you run outside, which many people do, that used to be the thing, okay, you're not smoking inside, there's a policy in the company, there is no place to smoke, you run out for a smoke break, then you come back in. I was just in New York, 5 months ago and saw that. So now there's no smoking on the streets, and how tough will it be to enforce that? And don't you think it's a little big brotherish? I'm not a smoker, but it just creeps me out that people could get tickets for running down or going down the elevator, running outside quickly to light up a smoke. Where are they going to smoke? And ultimately, what does that mean? What's next? See, that's what I always think. What's next? Be careful what you wish for. It might not be your vice today, but it might be your vice the next time around. All right, so let's talk about the rock star reception the Prez got in Ireland. And really, that's truly what happened. Now in the UK, going to see Parliament, but let's stick with what happened earlier. It was about shillelaghs and all things Irish, green beers, etc., when the President and Michelle Obama touched down in Ireland. Thousands of people on hand to greet the president. He did a speech in Dublin on Monday. He referenced the 19th century flood of Irish immigration to the United States and all the contributions of the Irish to American life. I don't think he did that, by the way. Here's some of the outtakes, if you will, or snippets of the president.
Both of our nations have faced great trials in recent years, including recessions so severe that many of our people are still trying to fight their way out. If they keep on arguing with you, just respond with a simple creed. Is fate a link? Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
He got it in Gaelic. Yes, we can. What he got a huge reaction for, because thousands and thousands of people turned out in Dublin, was when he said, Irish punches above its weight. And all of that makes a huge difference around the world. And he said he wanted to just express to the Irish people how inspired that we've been by the progress that's been made in Northern Ireland. And bravo for that, because certainly we do express that. I know from my own family and hearing the conversations, that is a big deal. And then he talked about a couple of other things, Irish, if you will, and in a park with trees planted by former presidents, John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton. He was there to finish the address and ended up sipping a Guinness beer when he ducked into briefly for a few minutes into a pub. And then it's off and on to the rest of the tour, and the rest of the tour includes France and, you know, couple of other countries. The UK is also on the menu. He already flew to England, in fact, so that there wouldn't be any complications from that plume of volcanic ash that's spreading like wildfire from the volcano that just seems to ground planes in Iceland. So he got to England a little bit earlier just to make sure there weren't any problems. And I said that part of it, besides the speech and the pat on the back to Ireland and a couple of meetings and the big reception and all of that, questions abound about the lineage of the president, shall we say. And in Ireland, he believes that he can trace his family's history back. And that's a big thing to do now with so many people, and obviously with the president. It's a very big thing when you think of what he's just been through and the accusations and everything else about his birthplace and family and all the speculating. So he decided to go to a small village called Moneygal, and there's about 300 people there, and people were running around with Obama T-shirts and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And that's where his great-great-great-grandfather was from. So that village couldn't have been more exciting. They say they really spruced it up since the Prez was going to make that one of the definite places that he ducked into. And sure enough, he did that. As they say, relatives in Ireland are kind of like a dime a dozen. There's just so many of them if you think you have family in Ireland. And this is pretty much the start, and has been for the last couple of weeks, the start of his 2012 re-election campaign. And he mixed that in with this Emerald Isle visit, calling it a homecoming, a gesture of solidarity and kinsmanship in troubled times. Now it's off to England. He's already there, like I mentioned, and we're off to check the mail coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Father's Day is coming up. A rather confusing day, I would think, for Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Schwarzenegger, it turns out, might have fathered a bunch of other children out of wedlock. They call them love children or love kids. Jane Seymour, the actress of late, probably seen on Dancing with the Stars a couple of years ago. Remember she was on that show? Oh, what was that show? The Medicine Woman or something. I never watched it.
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Of course you know it. You were probably watching it with bated breath every week.
No, it was just on, I think, during the day when I'd skip school.
Dr. Quinn's on. I can't go to school. So Dr. Quinn said to some gossip magazine, and of course it went viral, that she knew of at least two other kids that he fathered and that she felt there would be many more. Then there was a reporter in the UK who also did a biography of Arnold who says the same thing, that most of the women were nothing like the Maria Shriver's powerful or influential families or beautiful bombshell women, just kind of plainish women that worshipped him. So he fell in with them, if you will. I'll tell you one person who has to be happy about this. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is not doing well this year. He's out of the top 10 for the first time since, like, 97, as far as the PGA Golf Tour is concerned. And it's like he's not even part of the big discussion anymore. It's every other third golfer, somebody different each and every week. So he has to be, I hate to say it, he has to be happy that somebody else bumped him off of that category of, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. 25 years of being married to Maria Shriver. And, you know, this is all titillating nonsense, but in a sense, who cares? Arnold was friendly and nice to people, supposedly, when he met them. Really friendly. So do we really care if Maria Shriver knew or didn't know? But you would have to think, it's just intriguing, you would have to think, how could she not know some of this? How could she not know that he was fooling around? I mean, really, is it like a racehorse where they have the blinders on so they just move forward and that's what was going on there? The housekeeper thing is just creepy, I think. For 20 years, she's employed in the same place, knowingly with his child and how many times they hook up or whatever. And, of course, now it's field day. Everybody, it's open season on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Any woman ever who's been with him could come out in a second. That's what happened with Tiger Woods. But it wasn't about children with Woods. It was about how many porn stars and whoever else he fooled around with. In the case of Schwarzenegger, if this is really true with the kids, wow. I bet Maria Shriver can't get a divorce fast enough from this guy. And luckily, she's in the state of California. That should happen pretty quickly. But they're devout Catholics, which then would mean an annulment process also that could be easy to do. She would have to file it against him. So that's, I'm thinking, what's going to happen there. Just thinking out loud. So I brought this up at the beginning of the hour. How much is too much? And am I wrong on this about New York City cracking down on outdoor smoke? I think it's just a little too over the top. And this is from a non-smoker. I am not a smoker. I don't smoke. I don't like clothes that smell like smoke. I worked in a bar once a very long time ago and didn't smoke. And every time I came out, oh, I might as well have smoked a pack of cigarettes because everybody was smoking. So I get all that. But I just think at some point, when is enough enough? When is it too much? When are we going down the path of, geez, if somebody wants to smoke cigarettes, let them have a place. Let them have a place on the planet where they can smoke. So you tell them they can't smoke indoors, can't smoke in restaurants. And I think in restaurants we all like that now, including the people who smoke. But if they have to run outside and smoke, what's going to happen? I mean, you're going to have crazy people. You know how tough it is to kick nicotine? Did you ever try to stop smoking? Anybody out there listening smoke for a while or have friends or family that smoke? Oh, you'll have crazed nicotine raging people running around the city of New York desperate to get it, to be able to light it up somewhere. So they can't smoke in parks, not this whole outside thing. The cops are told to crack down on it, and like they need something else to crack down on. Let's not worry about all that. Let's get down to it. There are 1,700 parks and open spaces. We're talking about 43 square miles. It's illegal to smoke in any of them. If you do get caught smoking, you know what it is? A $50 fine. $50 fine. So if somebody is trying to kick the nicotine habit, I guess go to New York and you'll go crazy. It'll be just like you went to Betty Ford or somewhere and they just totally have you off the sauce. You are off the nicotine if you're afraid to get snagged and have to pay some fines. So smoking bans, parks, beaches, marinas, board, all that everywhere. Forget it. And they're saying it's to prevent the effects of secondhand smoke, which, again, I understand the secondhand smoke thing. I just think it's just, I don't know, I think it's just way over the top. So here I am defending people's right to smoke. And I just think of other things, alcohol and people getting behind the wheel of a car when they're slammed, and certainly that would affect people. There are a lot of things we could point to. Certainly people texting in cars, which we know they're trying to do things with that, but it hasn't happened yet. Now, I can think probably of 10 other things that would affect all of us. And, you know, how many vices are there? I mean, what other vices? There is no, you can't just put a cover, I guess, on all of it. But at the same time, I mean, we have this stuff with the kids and cameras and lunches and trying to regulate what's happening in the schools with what they're eating. And there are so many other paths we could take on this one. So I am, I guess, shockingly, because I know I'm going to take some crap for this, but I'm sort of defending the smoker here. I am defending the smoker. If I don't like the smell of smoke and everything, I've always found ways to get around it, except for the time that I briefly worked in the bar. But I just think you can't expect people to cold turkey it. And you think of people commuting into a city, and then they have work in these high rises, and then they go downstairs, and oh, I don't know. Maybe people are just going to risk it and smoke in the bathroom. I'm not sure. This is pretty risky, too. We talk about the floods in, you know, Louisiana, so that Baton Rouge and New Orleans won't be flooded out. The Morganza Spillway, they've opened three floodgates. And now I'm starting to really see a lot of the pictures of what's going on here. And there have been some brutal mistakes, I think, not this time around, but just in general in the past that have happened with redirecting the Mississippi. And some people eventually are going to really pay for this. We're already going to pay for what's happening here because it's probably $2 billion worth of properties that are facing this flood damage from the opening of that spillway. And this was to divert the river that could flood over 21,000 homes. So $2 billion. CoreLogic analyzed this, and that's how they came up with that. And they're in the path of the deliberate flooding on the part of the Army Corps of Engineers, which has opened all these different bays along the spillway to flood the rural areas so that they could spare, as I said, the two big ones, Baton Rouge and New Orleans. 11% of the homes in the Morganza parishes could be flooded. So that's three of the nine towns within three parishes. Ooh. It's potentially an unbelievable amount of damage. And the 100-year flood zones are these areas determined by FEMA to have a 1% annual chance of flooding. And this was passed back in 73 because of what happened with the Mississippi. So the flood is going to wreak havoc with the local economy. Think of the people who make a living doing different things in those communities. What's going on with their jobs? So it's not just their house, but their jobs. It makes me sad to see that. I see these houses that are floating, and I think of what stupid decisions were made a long time ago, back in 1950, when they tried to redirect the Mississippi, but ultimately how catastrophic this whole thing could be. Stay with us.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
I give out my digits and I go to you. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on all this stuff that I've been blathering about, please do. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Howdy, Dan. Yes, Dan?
Top of the evening to you, Katie. Mr.
Skate,
Mr. Skate, I should say. And isn't it wonderful that that wonderful lad Obama has found his Irish roots? Now, if he could just find that he was related to the O'Cohans, he could also cement his Jewish relations with the Israelis as well. It's such a nice, soft evening to be talking about the little stud sucker.
You're brutal.
No, just kidding.
But you know what? I love your jokes. You got to give me a good joke. You give me good jokes. You do. You give good joke.
Okay. There was this guy standing in front of the gorilla cage with his beautiful wife, and he says, hey, you want to excite this gorilla? And she said, yeah. He says, show him a little bit of boob. And she says, oh, somebody will see. He says, nobody's looking. So she whipped it out. And he opened the door and slammed her. He says, now tell him you've got a headache.
I knew you had one. You are so good at telling those jokes. Bravo, that was good. Oh, that was good. I got to remember it.
And how are you tonight?
I'm good. You just made me feel better.
Well, why? Were you feeling down?
No, I wasn't feeling down, but you made me really laugh, and that was good.
You got a lusty laugh, my lady.
That was good. That was a good joke.
Well, I called one of my relatives today in Missouri, and I asked her, did she get hit by that tornado? She says, no, it was 25 miles from her.
Ooh, 25 miles.
Yeah, but she said they was getting hammered by the rain, and her road was flooded out. She's in Granby, and all of my kin are back there. I've got more damn whites, the name white, than you can shake a stick back there. They're all over there and in Oklahoma and in the Illinois. I mean, my late great-grandfather produced 11 boys.
11 boys.
They had 13 children, and 11 of them survived. The girls didn't make it, but he produced 11 sons. And so that's how I'm related to all the damn whites back there.
That's crazy. Wow, 11 is such a high number. That's
it
amazing.
Was. Well, you got to understand, I mean, that was right after the Civil War, and he had fought the Civil War, and he had a Civil War pension of $700 a month. He was a Bugler. He was from Germany originally, and he was twice decorated for valor and twice wounded, and he once was told to blow a retreat, and he saw that they were going to win the battle, so he blew a charge instead, and he was credited by his commanding general for being instrumental in the winning of that. So when he was wounded twice, he received a pension of $700 a month, which was an unheard of pension for those days.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was a lot of money. It'd be like giving somebody $7,000 now.
Yeah, good for him. Wow.
He bought farms, and when each one of his boys reached the age of 21, he gave each one of them a farm.
Boy, that's something. That's back in the great. That's back in the good days. That's
back
in the simple
days. That was back in the days when you did it all by hand.
Yes,
you did all farming by mule and plow and stuff like that. And,
yeah,
and you did it all by hand. And you know, I can't imagine going back to that. But I was listening to your program last night with that gentleman you were talking to about getting the food ready and everything.
Yeah,
I think he's right. I think we're really going to have to start learning some of the old-fashioned. Things that we used to do, like how to make candles, how to grow our own food, and how to grow flax, and how to grow cotton, and tobacco, of course, and other things. I'd throw that in for all the smokers out there as well.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to let you go, but
you have a
wonderful evening, sweetheart.
You too. And I'm glad he brought that up. We talked with Tom Lewis. You can see, if you go to our website, you can get the Tom Lewis interview. And that's one of the things that he talked about is the fact that because of the way the topsoil is going, that you better just learn these things, because if disaster strikes, which inevitably there are things that are going to happen with food and whatnot, you can't assume that you'll be able to click everything and it's going to be, you know, click your heels and it's all going to be there. Let's go to, who's listening to us? It's my buddy in Wyoming. It's Don in Wyoming. Double D. Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Kate? Was this a joke I heard today, or did Obama's limousine really get high-centered?
It did.
If it's from you, I'll take it for truth. Oh, it really did, huh?
It really did.
You know, something's going on weird. You know, what was it, a year or so ago, and Bing Bat Blonde and her husband got into the party at the White House without, you know, proper credentials, and, you know, Michelle Obama's on an Air Force jet that almost gets hit in mid-sky. And now you tell me, you know, these guys are, you know, the thing they go through. And, I mean, I remember when I was in Denver when Clinton came there once, and they were going through all the sewer drainage, you know, the big things that cover, what do you call those things that cover the road, the sewer thingy there, and taping those over, and, you know.
Oh, the manhole covers, yeah.
Manholes, that's the word. I've been thinking all day what the heck that means. And taping up the mailboxes, taping up everything, you know, and I'm just shaking my head like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it just seems like it's loosey-goosey right now with the Secret Service and him. Have you noticed that, or I don't know, so.
Well, the thing with the people that crashed the party, I forget what their name is, the Salehis or whoever they were, I think that was, how did that happen? And remember then all of a sudden the White House press secretary steps away from her job after that. And I don't know if it's loosey-goosey, but you're right. There's some weird things that have happened. So now you have, like you said, you've got this Cadillac that was stuck for 15 minutes. It was very strange. In fact, it's even posted on YouTube, and it just couldn't get out of the embassy, and it was wedged on the curb, and people were gasping, and you could hear that in the video. It's crazy.
Well, what's the deal about this thing in Ireland? I mean, his mother was American. We know that. She was white. You know, she's got Irish ancestry, obviously, and that's why he's there. But I don't understand what the big deal about it is. I mean, you know, like I said, once I found out I had Irish in me, I had to admit that I was a mutt, you know, and the whole country is, you know. So it's like find somebody that's straight origin from another country is pretty rare right now, I think. So there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't know what the big deal about it is. I mean, you know, the issue about the birth thing is over with now, and so I don't know. So it doesn't make any big difference to me, you know. I mean, so, but anyway, though, switching gears, yeah, I remember Hillary and Bill, you know, there's obviously a lot of people got the idea that that was a political marriage, you know, and it obviously worked out because, you know, Hillary's now been a Senate, you know, first lady, a U.S. Senator, and now Secretary of State, you know, and so it doesn't surprise me what happened with Schwarzenegger and Maria. You know, like I said, I was trying to tell you the other day before we ran out of time, you know, she is a Kennedy, and it just kind of makes me wonder if she may, once she found out about his infidelity, if she just made an arrangement with him that, you know what, we're going to win governor of California, and I'm going to be first lady there, and then as soon as it's over with, we're done. So, you know, I don't know, or maybe she didn't know. You know, it does kind of, you know,
it
you
seems
would think
odd.
You would think if she did know, that woman would not have been working for 20 years for him until just recently, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, There's no way. I think for the housekeeper, I can't imagine that she knew that, because I think you're right. I don't believe that Maria Shriver would have kept her as the housekeeper. All the other philanderings, though, and, you know, his roving eye and whatnot, I would think that she would have suspected that that was always a possibility. But all these children, I mean, how many children did he father?
Well, you know, and I brought it up the other day, you know, you look at these guys and, you know, with testosterone, they're using, you know, steroids and stuff. I know Arnold did when he was a bodybuilder, and I'm absolutely positive Tiger was on steroids, and, you know, the side effect of it is, you know, we have a bigger libido or whatever, something like that, you know, and at least that's what Jose said in his book, you know, and, you know, you turn into a sex-crazed monk. I mean, guys are already sex-crazed as it is, you know, but, you know, this just intensifies it, I don't know. It's sad to see this going on. I always had the highest respect for Arnold, but you know what? I think I'm done with him, because I'll tell you what, I don't care who you are or what you are, when you're having sex with a woman in your own bed,
that's ballsy.
You share with your wife, you know? That's just terrible. So I've been studying some stuff here lately, and hopefully we'll talk about it more this week. I'll give you a hit on it first. I've been, you know, with this oil crisis, I don't know, think we're in a crisis, but how much the price of oil is right now, and, you know, I've been trying to figure out what's going to be the fastest solution to dropping the price of gas / dropping our dependency on oil. And I don't know if you know this or not, there's one automobile manufacturer in America that builds one car that has a option where you can buy it as a natural gas vehicle. Do you know who that is?
Who is it?
Honda Civic. You can actually
Civic. I didn't know that. Yeah.
You can buy a Honda Civic in a natural gas conversion. Right now, just to tell you where natural gas is at, it's running $1.02 a gallon. You get the same gas mileage as you do with regular gas, but you're 300% cheaper. So let's talk
about that. Sounds good. That sounds good to me. You know, we've talked about those alternatives before. Don, thanks. We'll catch up on the energy thing next time around. Hang with us, everybody. We're going to check the mail.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com.
Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make can't be made. No one you can say.
In case you missed our previous show,
nothing you can do, but you can.
We double-checked and triple-checked, ran all the numbers, and I'm here to tell you that Shackelford won the Preakness. So our Triple Crown Challenge, which contained the Preakness, the second leg, it was a win, place, or show thing. You had to give us your trifecta. Nobody nailed the trifecta. There were some people that had Shackelford, but they didn't have the other horses in a row. And, of course, Animal Kingdom was beaten out, came in second, so placed in that one. And it's too bad. A lot of people had high hopes for Animal Kingdom. But don't we always hear that every single year? A horse that wins a Kentucky Derby, even though everybody says, oh, this horse didn't really have what it takes, or this horse didn't really run well here, suddenly they have a good chance to win the Triple Crown. They're going to do it. They're going to get to the Preakness, and we all get roped into it. But the key thing was that many of you didn't pick Animal Kingdom. Many of you picked other horses. You had to pick three in a row. Nobody did it. I wish somebody had. We have one more race left, Belmont in New York. again, a crop of horses. Some of them might be different horses. Doesn't matter if you don't know about horse racing. It's about the numbers. So you can pick three different numbers in a row, whatever ones you want to pick, and probably not in a row because they'd be post positions, but three different numbers. And if your three numbers hit, it's like hitting the lottery. You win the Sports Princess Library. Or if you're not into sports, we have a political library. You can have the political library. It's your choice. I just hope somebody gets a chance to do that. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks here on ATN. Without further ado, though, it's time to check your email. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's do Simon Says. Can you do that again?
You have mail, mistress.
It's just too infrequent in my life that a man does what I say with just simply asking. That's why I like it. I know I get a weird kick out of it. Okay, how about this? Let's move to this one from Jake in Austin, who is a frequent emailer of the show and has threatened to actually call. That will be doomsday if he calls, because he's been threatening that for a very, very long time. I think since I first got on the air, he's been paying attention to America Tonight. So Jake says, hello, Kate Delaney. What's up with the Judgment Day thing? I think that Harold Camping is all wet. He's just trying to make some money off of the Bible. Can I say that? Now he's saying Judgment Day is going to come on October 21st. How convenient is that? I heard the reports that you were talking about where people had actually committed suicide and they thought they were tying it to Doomsday. Shame on him. If he's a man of faith, why would he do that to people? Why would he stir it up knowing that there is a chance that somebody will do something ridiculous, even hurt themselves or their family, for fear that it is the end of days? Yeah, that whole thing about Doomsday and predictions and tragedy, there have been a bunch of times where it's happened. You think of in the late 90s, that crazy group, Heaven's Gate Christian, the UFO group, that thought that the comet was a sign, that one comet, I think it's the Hale-Bopp, was a sign that Jesus was returning and the world would end. And enough people believed it. And there were lots of conversations about it, and it became a fanatical obsession with some. And 40 people killed themselves. 40 people all decided to kill themselves. How sad. For what? For what reason was this? And there is that problem with the camping deal. How many people take it to the extreme and decide they're going to jump ahead of the prophecy? So now we have a new date, a fresh date. And the fresh date is October 21st. And I think that is a big concern. And there are a lot of people now that have egg on their face. There were all those billboards that were up all over the place, and they're trying to say that really it was just opening the gates to, we have 5 months and there you go. We didn't mean that the world was going to end over the weekend. We meant that no, that it was actually the 5 month countdown was on, you know, whatever. That's called spin. That's what that's called. Sorry. That's what it is, quite simply. All right, let's move on. This one is from John Doe. I love it. John Doe. John Doe, listening to us in Vermont, says, Kate, I have to protect my identity because I know how many people, for some bizarre reason, love Mama Palin. I'm not a big Sarah Palin fan. I don't hate Sarah Palin. I just think she's the dummy. I don't understand why so many people are intoxicated by Palin. I happen to see that there is a book coming out about Sarah Palin, and that someone has written a scathing tell-all type of deal, saying that she was ready to quit as governor months before she actually resigned and wanted to leave office because of the money. She's all about the dough. She wants the opportunity to speak so she can get more of the dough. She's not going to run for president. Why would she run for president? It's too good to be Sarah Palin. I just don't get it. Kate, there are smarter women out there. Please tell me this is all a dream. All right, John Doe, protecting your name so that you don't get accused of Palin bashing, although quite simply you obviously don't like Sarah Palin. Well, here's the thing. He mentions the thing about this tell-all book. The problem when someone does a tell-all book, if you're part of the inner circle and you've been there for a while and you thought that about her, well, then why didn't you leave earlier? That's like that axe to grind thing. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, you know, whatever. You're making money and because of Sarah Palin. So will a lot of people buy the book? I don't know. It's going to get buzz, and it already has gotten buzz, but will it actually be a big seller? You think of her book and how many people ran out and bought that. And there are absolutely, Sarah Palin has a lot of followers. Arnold had a lot of followers until he flubbed up as governor at the tail end of his administration. And now this stuff with the kids. So you just don't know that there are some people, and I think Sarah Palin is one of them. She's like Hillary Clinton in a much different way, except for that they have this in common. They're very polarizing. People either really, really like Sarah Palin and get it, or really, really just don't like Sarah Palin and think she's, as he said, a dummy. And the same with Hillary Clinton. People either really, really like her, or they really, really can't stand her and think she's a power-hungry broad who pushed her husband into politics or whatever. And that's the thing. That's what they have in common. All right, here's one from Christy who says, Kate, I've been listening to America Tonight for a while now. This DSK is such an idiot. I just don't get it. Why can't they nail him to the wall? I hope he does time. Did you read this stuff about the DNA they found? Give me a break. Okay, so they have test results that came back that showed DNA from Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the former International Monetary Fund leader, matched material on the clothes of the Manhattan hotel maid who says that he attacked her. That's not good for him. What was the material that was found on the shirt? I don't know. It was a sample from him and it was submitted and they tested it. That, like I said, that's not going to look good for DSK, who's denying what happened. And this is a guy who was a French presidential contender. He's been charged with a criminal sex act, attempted rape, and sexual abuse. He flew into America on a private plane. He was eating caviar and expensive champagne, staying in one of the finest hotels in Manhattan. Then he spent time in Rikers, had his wife come over with $1 million in cash, and put up a $5 million bond as well. He's under house arrest now at a lower Manhattan apartment. Oh, how the mighty can fall.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Idiot! It's simple!
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?